Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Church leaders from around the world gather at the Vatican this week for a summit on preventing sex abuse. It was called in part to respond to the scandal surrounding former U.S. Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, who was defrocked by the Pope over the weekend. The Vatican says it found him guilty of sex crimes against minors and adults. John Allen, longtime Vatican reporter and president of Crux, which covers the Catholic Church, joins us from Rome this morning. Good morning, John, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Glad to be with you.
So let me start by asking you about Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley. O'Malley has long been a chief advisor to Pope Francis on protecting children from sexual abuse. However, as we understand it, the Pope excluded O'Malley from the organizing committee of this summit. Why was that?
Well, I mean, what the Vatican will tell you, and this is for the most part the reality, is that O'Malley didn't have to be a member of the organizing committee because the organizing committee worked very closely in putting this together with the Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors, which is the body that Pope Francis created, you will remember, in 2014 to advise him on policy when it comes to child protection, and O'Malley heads that committee. So he is his head. A fairly hands-on role in shaping this meeting, despite not sitting on the organizing committee.
What's the message the Vatican's sending by defrocking former Cardinal McCarrick just days before this summit?
Well, I mean, the signal is pretty clear. It is that Pope Francis is committed to a zero-tolerance policy, no matter who it is. You know, we have had hundreds of Catholic priests who have been defrocked since the beginning of the scandals, but this is the first time we've ever had a cardinal defrocked, and I think that's intended to show that nobody has impunity. I mean, the problem, of course, Bob, as you well know, is that what people want here is zero tolerance, not simply for the crime of sexual abuse of a minor, but also for the cover-up. I mean, the unanswered question in the McCarrick case, and it's a serious one, who was aware of the concerns about his behavior? When did they know it? And who allowed him to remain at the pinnacle of power in the Catholic Church for more than two decades despite those concerns?
Well, how's this going to be addressed at the summit, considering that lay groups and critics have called for members of the church hierarchy to be held accountable for looking under the way during McCarrick's career? How's the summit going to deal with this?
Well, I'm not sure the summit is going to deal with it. I mean, what you have to remember, first of all, this is only a three-day meeting, February 21st to the 24th. You know, they're not going to, like, change the world. And further, this is a global summit. I think the main agenda item on this summit is to promote a kind of uniform global understanding that sex abuse in the church is a real problem, that there is a need to adopt strong policies of zero tolerance. I mean, if this summit accomplishes that, it would be a major step forward. I think the question of how do you hold people accountable for the cover-up, not the crime, that's not something that's going to be dealt with this week in Rome. But that certainly is something that Pope Francis is going to have to face sooner or later, because I think everybody looking at this situation would say, until that happens, the job is not done.
Is it possible that at some point down the line, the Pope will give U.S. bishops the green light to move ahead with a special tribunal to try bishops who ignore sex abuse or who cover up the crime?
Well, I don't think it's going to be something that he's going to empower the U.S. bishops to do. I think that's something that's going to have to be done at the level of the Vatican. I mean, in church law, the only supervisor of a bishop is the Pope. You know, Pope Francis tried to create a tribunal a couple of years ago, and it never really got off the ground for bureaucratic and political reasons. That's going to have to be revisited. I think everyone understands that the policies that bishops and bishops' conferences adopt on sex abuse, they're only as good as the will to enforce them. I mean, and if there is no punishment, if there is impunity for a bishop who willfully ignores those policies, then the policies are meaningless. And therefore, this issue of accountability, not just for the crime, but the cover-up, that's the $64,000 question. It may not get resolved this week, but it's going to have to be resolved at some point.
John Allen, longtime Vatican reporter, president of Crux, thanks very much for speaking to us just before this Vatican summit begins in Rome.
You're welcome, Bob.